I mean, I was born in Mayagüez, Puerto Rico, which is on the west side of the island, and my parents were also born there. I moved to the U.S. when I was 5, so I started first grade here in the U.S., and I've been here since. A lot of my family was on the island, but many members of my family have moved to the East Coast. They've moved before the hurricane. I've had lots of family now in Florida, in Orlando, Central Florida area. There are a lot of Puerto Ricans that have moved there. So, I have an aunt and uncle who were there when Maria came through. So I had two uncles, an aunt, and a primo, and his family. And then I also had, my father has uncles and aunts that are there. So I'm not as connected with them, but those are family members that are out there too. So I think I've been pleased with the fact that people have been paying attention, that the different communities have decided to do fundraisers to try to raise funds to provide needed aid and support, and I was pretty surprised, just given that this is Eugene. It's a good thing because it allows us to talk about the bigger issue, which is status and it's the island's relationship with the United States. And so in that sense, unfortunately, it takes, kind of significant tragedy to bring something to light that has been there for more than 100 years with the U.S. So, yeah. What does it take? What does it take for somebody to understand the situation humanitarian-wise and the situation politically? It's not very complicated. People need